Verse 7, he says, canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty under perfection? And may I say to you, that's a great statement. But as Job's going to tell him, who doesn't know this? It's a marvelous statement. No man can discover God. The very interesting thing is we need to recognize what a profound statement this is. You see, God never had a Columbus. Nobody ever discovered him. God is revealed. And the only way you can know about God is what he is pleased to reveal of himself. And I've come to the conclusion he's revealed very little of himself to us. And in fact, the little he's revealed to us has some of us so awestruck and some so confused, you can see why he didn't reveal any more. But you will never be able to find out God by starting out like Columbus did, nor will you be able to put out yonder in space a Sputnik as Russia did, and then they published in their paper that they hadn't discovered God out there in space and they assumed he was not there. May I say to you, canst thou by searching find out God? You can put those little gadgets out in space, but they're not going to find God. I mean, that's absurd. And man today cannot pour anything in a test tube or look at anything under a microscope or penetrate out yonder through a telescope. He's not going to be able to discover God. That's not the way. God must reveal himself to man. This is a profound statement, but Job's going to tell him who didn't know this. Well, verse 8, it is as high as heaven, that canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. And this is a tremendous discourse he's giving here, but it's not touching the need of Job at all. And we'll see that in just a moment. Now he says, if he cut off and shut up or gather together, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain man. He seeth wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? For a vain man would be wise, though man be born like a wild ass's colt. Now, he is, of course, speaking of Job and not himself here. He himself feels like he has the answers. Verse 13, if thou prepare thine heart, stretch out thine hands toward him. If iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. All three of his friends assumed that Job was covering up. And that was not it at all. They did not, of course, understand God. They didn't understand Job. They didn't understand themselves. And it put them in a rather awkward place. They were not able to be helpful to Job at all. Now he goes on to say here, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away. Well, Job actually doesn't know just what he would put away. And yet there was something, as we shall see. Now, verse 15, for then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shall not fear. He says, if you just deal with the sin that's in your life and quit fighting it, why, you would be heard. And God would answer your prayer and restore you. And then he concludes this discourse in verse 20 by saying, but the eyes of the wicked shall fail, they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. In other words, he's saying to Job, you are going to come to the time when the judgment of God will be upon you unless you confess your secret sin. He predicts there will be absolute and complete judgment of Job. Now, that concludes Zophar's address and actually attack upon Job. And all three friends now have had their little say.